is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. Yes, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen. I started the cameras, but then I didn't push the live feed, so forgive me. I got to thinking about something else and forgot what I was doing. Amen. Let's take our prayer request before the Lord this morning. We want to continue to remember Brother Brian in prayer. It's Sunday at 4 o'clock his time, so he's probably in the middle of the third service or something, so, or probably ending of the second, I'm not sure, but anyway, seemed to be going good over there, so just remember him in prayer for strength, and then Traveling Mercies coming home Monday, be leaving there Monday, be home our Tuesday, because you'd lose 5 hours. So, any other spoken prayer requests this morning? Amen. We'll continue to remember Sister Patty's friend Sharon, who has a cancer, and praying for salvation and healing, and also for Sister Suzanne Shear and her housing needs. Also continue to remember Sister Becky for continued healing, also for Brother Mary Hoffman in Minneapolis, also for Brother Billy Paul, Brother Roger Jard in Tucson, also our brothers and sisters in India, Brother Mark Bailey in South Africa and his family, and also for Brother Larry Jeffords in West Virginia, and also for the Voice of God. And as far as announcements go, just remember that there is no Wednesday night service this week either. There will be communion service coming the Wednesday before the first of the month, or the Sunday before the first of the month. And then the following week, there will be no service Wednesday or two Wednesdays or a Sunday, because we'll be out of town on vacation. So, all our unspoken prayer requests this morning can be known by an uplifted hand, and we'll go to the Lord with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are indeed grateful, Father, this morning to you for your loving, tender mercies toward us, Father, and Lord, the healing that you've already granted to us, Father, Lord, the salvation that you've already granted to us, Father, and Lord, we pray, Lord, that we can just believe by faith, Lord, on these requests this morning that you've given to us, Father, and Lord, we lay them at your feet, Lord, that the special touch, Lord, that is required of thee, Father, for healing and for deliverance, Father, may be administered to those names that we've mentioned to this morning, Father. And Lord, we pray also, Lord, that you would be with those lifted hands this morning and the desires that are upon our hearts, Father. We pray, Lord, that you administer unto us, Father. And for Brother Brian, as he's overseas, Father, continue to give him strength, Father, guidance and protection, Lord, as he's about, Lord, doing your work, Father, today. And Lord, we pray, Lord, also today, Lord, that you would feed your sheep, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing number 169, Wonderful. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty to deliver. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, the mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sin of the past have all been forgiven, and my name is inscribed on that book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, the mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Living here with my Lord in the Holy Union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion.
Oh, what change grace hath wrought in my lowly station, since my soul has received full and free salvation. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen. He truly is wonderful to us. And the most exciting part there in the second verse is, my name is inscribed in the book of heaven. That's the most important thing there is in the world. Amen. Amen. Brother Steve and Brother Don, if you would come, we'll take up our tithe and offering this morning. Brother Steve, if you'd ask the Lord's blessing. Number 369, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Fly away, O glory, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, O glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away.
Amen. We're looking for that flight. Amen. God bless you. Now let us all stand and sing Only Believe as we change the order of the service this morning.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, that all things are possible, only believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. That all things are possible now that you're.
I didn't get here very early, so the air didn't get turned down, so it's going to be a little bit warm. Amen. My format is not exactly the same as Brother Brian's, so he'll have to edit it when he gets home. But anyways, I'd like to talk about this morning the word bride. And I want to try to kind of stay in the same channel that Brother Brian's been going on. Second mate, I don't want to go steering the ship anywhere else. So this kind of got a little bit long as I was studying. It just kept quotes kept piling in and piling in. So we will do as many as we can. And then when you guys get tired of me, just let me know and we'll shut her down. We got some extra quotes at the end that really don't go with the service, but they kind of go with some events that have been taking place. So do you want to try to get to them if we can? In Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Let's go to the Lord with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we appreciate the reading of your word this morning. Father, Lord, help us to understand it through your prophet, Lord, and the quotes that are put before us this morning. Father, may you truly speak to our hearts, Father, and Lord, understand that our position in you, Father, as a word bride this morning. We pray, Lord, also that you be with Brother Brian as he's speaking this hour now, Father. We pray, Lord, that you are in all things, even though, Lord, we know you're here and we know you're there as well because you're just everywhere. And we appreciate your love and kind and mercy to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I really want to emphasize the first reading there, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. That is the part of the word bride, because we're part of him. And we're going to see where Brother Branham explains a lot about this and go from there. Adam was a part, Eve was a part of Adam. She was flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. And that was the correct union is. And that's what the correct union of the church is. Spirit of his spirit, word of his words, never deviating from the word. The real, true believer will not compromise with any word. Remember, it was just one word that Eve compromised on. One word. But the true believer won't compromise on any word. It'll hold the sword of faith with, rather, the sword of the word and claim every divine promise God made. That's it. They were God's examples to us, that we should be them, ever present, never failing. When they spoke, God answered. He watched them daily. When they'd lay down to sleep, he watched over them. In the daytime, he guided them, fed them, loved them, communed with them constantly, all the time. They were in God's image, and God was in them. That's what makes a fellowship. That's what makes the union, is God in his church. That's the union. Much could be said, got many places to go, united with him. It's eternal life, and the only way we can unite with him is to come every bit of his word. That's right. Take every promise and believe it. And that's him from Wondus. God is united in his bride. She is coming together from the east and west and the north and the south. There is a uniting time, and that's on right now. What is she uniting for? The rapture. Amen. God's getting her ready. Yes, sir. Uniting. What is she uniting with? With the word. For all heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. She's uniting herself with, thus saith the Lord. Regardless of what any denomination or anybody else says, she's uniting herself. She's getting ready. Why? She is the bride. That's right. She's uniting herself with the bridegroom. See? And the bridegroom is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the church and the bride and the word is becoming so one until the very word itself is working out the works of the bridegroom. Amen. See it? A uniting. not no more join the church, not more of this, but flee from everything and tie to Jesus Christ. See, it's the uniting time. God uniting his bride together. Bring it back, just exactly, uniting the words of his promise. 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter, it says in the 5th chapter, says, the saints that are asleep in the dust of the earth will awaken, and then we will unite them, the living ones, with the ones that have been dead. We'll unite before we even get up there. Because the bride will be complete when she gets there. The ones that's living, that's united themselves with the Word, and those that are already gone already did that. And it all comes together, makes one great union of the uniting before going up there. Amen. But remember, the elected, the predestinated, the foreordained covenant, Abraham and his group got a messenger too. Watch what he did. He gave them a sign that the time was near for the fire to fall. It's fire now we're looking for, atomic fire, the wrath of God. Now the messenger did something. He spoke about a woman that he had his back turned to and told her she was doubting what he was saying, told her her conditions and what was going to happen. Is that right? Did he say that the Son of Man would reveal himself in the same way in that day? Well, do you believe that's true? Well, here stands a woman, and the invisible union of the church, the bride to Christ, the messenger is here now, which is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Colossians 1:14 through 18. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and before and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. All right, this mysterious writer, watch what he does now. Refuse to repent and go back to the original blood word. The word become blood and flesh. See, he refused to go back to it. It's Antichrist. The true word bride, he is opposed to the true word bride. Takes his own bride. He opposes this true bride too. He takes his own bride and brings her to him in the form of religion called creeds and dogma, see? And now, seeing the holy bride, he is against her. But he forms his own bride called the Antichrist by an Antichrist teaching, which is contrary to Christ. See how shrewd he is? And now, instead of having a unity of love controlling, have unity of love controlling worship under the blood, he has got a denomination. Instead of having the word, he took creeds and dogmas and so forth. Like the Pentecost says, the Apostles' Creed, I want you to find a word of it in the Bible. Apostles, there ain't no Apostles' Creed in the Bible. I say here now, not long ago or somewhere, if the Apostles had a creed, it's Acts 2:38. Just exactly, all I know he ever had. That's what they called everybody to do. When he found one of them that looked like they were Christians, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? We have not. We know not whether there be. Said, then how was you baptized? Now, being baptized in Jesus' name, or in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rather, that's all right, but that's not all of it. No, sir. You can't be you could be baptized 50 times like that and don't do a bit of good until that heart is changed by the Holy Spirit. It all has to go together. Notice, the Antichrist refuses the true bride doctrine, and therefore he takes his own bride now and builds her up under creeds of his own, takes his own bride and makes her a denomination. She gives birth to other denominations, as quoted in the Holy Scripture, gives birth to daughters, and she becomes just like the mother, natural, worldly, denominational, opposing the Spirit bride, the Word. Amen. See, the Antichrist refused the bride doctrine. And Jacob, and I don't care what he is, he wants that birthright. He's the spiritual one. And them too, today, is in the womb of the church. There's a great big system trying to be formed called the World Council of Churches. And from the womb of the church is coming forth two children. You just mark my word. The Word must deliver the Word, bride, church. The church has got to be delivered out of her. A bride for Christ. Them that fell asleep in all ages will make up that bride that came out of the Word, came out on the Word that they come out on. Like from your feet come into your head. She gets greater, and more you have to have, and so forth. As the body grows up, so does the body of Christ grow up. And then, finally, the head will come to it. The head of it will... Now, if we notice, it'll be like to the head. The head does the turning and the pulling. Amen? But these systems will not grow out. Because it's a system, and it cannot bring forth. A cucklebur cannot bring forth a bunch of wheat, but they're both in the same field, watered by the same word, in the same sunlight. One is word, and one is not word. And them two are fighting. They've been fighting since the Reformation, and they're still fighting from birth pains. Just imagine now, if you would have lived back in the other days under the jolting of God's prophets and words that come forth, and what side would you want to be on back there? Well, you got the same choice today. She's fixing to bring forth the perfect word back there. And the word is coming for the word bride. As a woman is a part of the man taken from him, so the church will have to be word-abiding church. Every word of the Bible, not systems, dogma, nothing added to it. It'll have to be an unadulterated, pure, virgin word. Also notice, Christ's word bride is heading up. Also, as we see where the Antichrist is heading up, begin back there and now coming to a head, council will put in to an ecclesiastical head, and the little church that's come along also, Christ's word bride down through the age is coming to a head, because she's coming to be united back to its mate, always, just like the church and everything else. It's got to unite. The wheat, everything else, comes right back to its head where it started from, like Cain and Abel, word bride, heading up in the person of the Word of God, made manifest in this evil age that we're living in. And Satan will soon take his intellectual bride and exalt this great one that is the Antichrist and his heresies, and set him upon a throne, and the whole world will wonder after him. And then Christ will come, and two cannot exist at the same time, and his kingdom shall be taken, he'll be destroyed. And Christ, the Word of God, which the woman is a part of the man's body, they're not two, they're one. And the bride, church, word, a people called out from her, here and there, for his name's sake, will be united in the body of Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of the Antichrist will be taken and destroyed. And Christ shall take throne and set upon the throne of his father David and reign upon the earth for 1,000 years. Then present the church of God without spot or blemish. Now, the only way that you can be a son or daughter of God, because you have to be, have to have eternal life, there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God's life. Only one form of eternal life, that was God. There, to be a son of God, you had to be him, be in him always. The gene of life, spiritual life tonight, was in God. The Father, before there was even a molecule, see, and you are nothing but the manifestation of that gene of life that was in God as a son of God. Kind of where Brother Brian's been going with these last series is when the water of the Word and that light hits, that life that's in the seed will make itself known. Amen. And we just pray that, you know, we come up into maturity, amen, of him. Now you're expressed. After his word has come into you to light up this age, you are expressing God's life in you because you are a son or daughter of God. Therefore, you get what I mean? You're in. You are made. You are now made. You are sitting in this church tonight because your duty is to express God to this nation and this people and this neighborhood where you associate. Wherever you are, God knew that you would be here because you have to be one of his genes or his attributes. You have to be. If you've got eternal life, then it always was eternal life. And God, before there was a foundation of the world, knew that you would be here. And when the word, or the water, the washing of the water of the word fell upon you, it was expressed in a being. Now you have fellowship with your Father, God, just as you have with your earthly father. See, you are citizens of the King, not citizens, but you are children, sons, daughters of the living God. If it be that the eternal life dwells in you. Now then, if it was Jesus was the fullness of God manifested, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Therefore, when he came to the earth and was manifest in flesh, you were here in him then, because he was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh. Therefore, you walked with him when you were in him. When he was here, when he was on earth, you suffered with him. You died with him. You was buried with him. And now you are risen with him and manifested attributes of God, sitting in heavenly places, already raised, resurrected to new life, and sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, that means so much. That means so much to us to see ourselves positionally placed in Christ Jesus, in Jesus Christ. Now, if we are those attributes of God, we cannot live by creeds. We cannot live by denominationalism. We must live by the Word, because the bride is part of the bridegroom, like any wife is part of her husband. Therefore, we must be that Word, bride. And what is that word, bride? The manifestation of this hour. The bride, not a creed or a denomination, but a living oracle of God, a living attribute of God, displaying to the world the attributes of God. In the formation of the bride, that's to be expressed in this hour that we're now living. Amen? So what is the word bride supposed to do? They're supposed to manifest. So it's like Brother Brian's been teaching. As soon as that word hits the seed that's in you, you will either come up a weed or you will either come up a wheat. There is no way around it. I mean, you can't pretend, you know. You are what you will be when that light hits you. Amen? Thank the Lord He's chosen us. Now much more abler is He to get it. He's a creator. Now think how able He is to prepare us a body to live like His own glorious body if we want to live. There is something in us calls to live, and there is something in us calls to do right. Then God will call somebody on the platform or pulpit that will preach the absolute truth. Why? See, it shows you. Then if you are a real child of God, you begin to cry out, God, take it away from me, circumcise me from this, take these things away from me. Why? It's needed for your heavenly home that you're going to, where He's gone to prepare. You got to be a real word bride of Christ. I was preaching a few nights ago on the sacrifice in the Days of Atonement. I was preaching on the only place that God, the only church that God will meet a man in, and that's in. He said the place that He puts His name, He said, I won't meet them in any other place but the place, that gate that I put my name in. Now, He don't meet you in the Methodist gate, Baptist gate, or Pentecostal gate, or any of them. He put His name in His Son. He said, I come in my Father's name. Any man comes in the and any child comes in his Father's name. I come in the name of Branham, of a Branham, because my father was a Branham. And you come in your name because that was your father's name. And Jesus, the Son, came in the Father's name. And He said He put His name in this gate that I put my name in. That was the sacrifice. And in Jesus Christ is the only place that you'll ever find fellowship and worship to God. You say, well, I belong to church. That don't make one thing different. You got to be in Christ. A certain denominational minister the other night said to me, Mr. Branham, look here. Jesus said, whosoever believeth, the Bible said, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is born of the Spirit of God. And I probably should have put another quote with that. Amen. That's things are to be in 65. But to the elected, God is calling the elected. They know it. Calling the virtuous bride, the Word, the last day church, the elected lady of our Lord Jesus Christ. Word. If Jesus is the Word, how many believes that? All right. Then the bride is always part of the bridegroom. So the bride will not be the denomination. It'll have to be the Word manifested. Amen. So anytime you hear somebody say, all you got to do is believe, that's where it starts, brother. But it's your duty, if you are the Word bride, once the life and the Word hits you, you can't help but manifest the word of the hour. And if you're not, then you're not part of His. Amen? So the Lord help us to do that. Amen? It'll have to be the manifested to be the bride of Christ. He promised to do it. He said how he did. Never loses His pattern. He always did it by the pattern. He done it every time by the pattern. He does it again. Calling on His virtuous bride in the last day, the lovely Rebecca waiting on her Isaac. What a beautiful time. Amen. He never loses His pattern. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you can't take that scripture and make it work with the Bible and Brother Branham's message all the way through, you'll get confused. You'll say that Brother Branham was God, and you'll go up and down, and it's just not right. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes His program. But you remember, when it went down and the grain began to ripen, that you find before the before that grain can ripen, everything in that stalk has to be dead. Hallelujah. Can't you see where we're standing? Life is in the grain again. What is it? Just like the same grain that went in the ground, the same Jesus in the bride form, same power, same church, same thing, same word. The same word sucked up through these and come out there. He's talking about the seven church ages. There was a little part in every church age, and we are back to the grain. Amen. That's why the angels in the Revelations and all through, you know, they would have loved to have been in our day. And all that life that came through here picked up its people. Now it's forming up into a head for the rapture, speaking on that tomorrow night or the next night, the Lord willing. Well, you separated from your first union by spiritual death. Now you are born again or remarried again to a new spiritual union, or not to your natural life or the things of this world, but eternal life. The germ that was in you at the beginning found you. Amen. That's a really good tape. Invisible Union of the Bride in 65. You are the virtuous bride of Christ, washed in the blood of Christ, precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God, standing with a pure, unadulterated bride word that He washed by the water of His own blood, that become flesh and manifested, that He might take you which were predestinated in the bosom of the Father before the beginning, the same as He was. He was that great attribute of God called love. Whatever you are servants of God. Whatever God wants you to do, where your place is, God placed in the church some apostles, some prophets, teachers, and pastors. He placed that by virtue of His own predestination, and you were that to begin with. Your first wedding was annulled. It was, you never done it in the first place, because there's only one thing could do it. That would be God come down Himself and took your place in the form of His Son, of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and washed you by the water. Of the washing of the water by the Word. The Word, not the denomination. The Word washed you. But if you won't stand in the water of the Word, how are you going to be washed? You're still as spotted as Eve was. And that's also from the Invisible Union of the Bride. Okay, that's the end of my original sermon. So that would have been pretty short. Amen. I just want to, from here on out, I want to make a few statements. And this all has to do with some activity that happened down in the Jeffersonville area. And we're just going to read a few things that Brother Branham said about some stuff that was mentioned. Now, Brother Joseph promotes playing tapes, and there's nothing wrong with playing the tapes. The only reason some minister wouldn't play the tapes for his congregation or place texts like Brother Brian does, like this, is they are afraid of getting exposed, or they don't want to be accountable for their words. Well, I didn't say that. That's not what I meant. Come on. That's... the only thing we say is what Brother Branham said, and you just go search it for yourself, and if it's not just lined up exactly, God will show you. Amen? Amen. They don't want to be accountable for their words. They don't want to study to show themselves approved. So you have any ministers that are afraid to play Brother Branham tape on a Wednesday night or to be able to show you exactly where they're coming from by the Bible or by the message of the hour, then they have something to hide. And they probably aren't called to present the word to the bride. Amen? So let's read a few quotes that I found that kind of go with the sermon as well, so we'll just go from there. I believe this one's from the Church Age book. A monetary consideration of the church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the Dark Ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people, but God sent Luther with the word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time, but they are organized, and again, the pure word was lost for organization tends toward the dogma and creeds and not simple word. They could no longer speak for God. Then God sent Wesley, and he was the voice with the word in his day. The people who took his revelation from God become the living epistles read and known of all men for their generation. When the Methodists failed, God raised up others, and so it has gone on through the years until in this last day there is again another people in the land who under this messenger will be the final voice to the final age. So you get anybody that's saying that there's something besides the seventh angel messenger, they're loony or natune, because the only thing we have to do is take what was given to us and, you know, let God himself perfect us and be ready for when he comes. Amen? When the Methodists failed, God raised up others, and so it had to go on through the ages until the last day. There is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Yes, sir. The church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. Now, not the bride, the church. And he's talking about those people, like Brother Brian's been talking about. There's a revival in every single, there produces twins. The church and the bride are two different groups. So listen to the prophet here in the Church Age book. No longer the mouthpiece of God. It's its own mouthpiece. So God is turning on her. He will confound her through the prophet and the bride. For the voice of God will be in her. Yes, it is. For it says in the last chapter of Revelation, verse 17, the Holy Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen? Not the church. The church, even in our day, underneath Brother Branham, the church has fallen away. It is only the bride. The Spirit and the bride say, come. That's how close together we'll be united with him. Why? Because everything we just read prior in the service, we, like the bride, you are part. You were always a part. Amen. Once more, the world will hear direct from God as at Pentecost. But of course, that word bride will be repudiated as in the first age. Now he has cried out in this last age, you have the word. You have more Bibles than you ever, but you are not doing anything about it. About the word, except dividing and hacking it into pieces, taking what you want and leaving out what you don't want. So that's where, if you hear somebody say, this is the only path, and don't consider the entire message, that's where true ministry comes in. And I'm not like Brother Brian. My stuff is not nearly as detailed, but boy, I like to listen to it, and I want to be part of it. But anytime, as it says right here, they're dividing and hacking it. This message is not a debate. It's simply just, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Taking what you want and leaving it out. It's exactly the way Brother Brian's been saying it for the last 5 years. If you're gonna say something of Brother Branham's, say it the way he said it, and say all of what he said. Don't take one little piece here and throw it way over there at one quote against another. No. You are not interested in living it. Look at that. Brother Branham, along with Brother Vell's help, living it, but debating it. It would sooner you were cold or hot. If you were cold and rejected it, I could stand that. If you would get white hot to know its truth and live it, I would praise you for that. But when you simply take my word and do not honor it, I, in return, must refuse to honor you. I will spew you out from you, for you nauseate me. Man, the Church Age book is loaded. This message is not a batting cage where you can just swing at everything and, you know, spout off about this or spout off about that. Man, don't do that, because God'll bend you over his knee. 1 Corinthians 13 says, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. So, you ever wondered why, Brother Branham said the 9 spiritual gifts would be operating in every single body. But that's only if he needs to use it. If God chose for somebody to prophesy for safety over somebody going down the road, go on Mulberry Street versus Silver Street. There's going to be a wreck. If God wants you to hear something like that, trust me, he will make that happen. But that's only part. That which is in part, the Pentecost, the hoop and holler, and try to prophesy every service or speak in tongues, that's all fine. But that is part. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. That's not justifying where, you know, you can live slack and be in a spot where God can't use you in a service. That's not what he's saying. So all these little things of jumping up and down like a kid, trying to talk in tongues and all these other things, when that which is perfect, and we do have today, by God's help, the perfect interpretation of the word with divine vindication, that which is in part is done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen? I go to preaching and then don't get to those things. Questions and answers. Really good. Anything in 64 with questions and answers is loaded. Now, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the high priest right now. You believe it? High priest. That can be touched by the filling of our infirmities. Is that right? Well, if he's the same high priest, how would he act? The same as he did. That'd make him the same high priest. Yesterday, today, and forever. Just there's no way of getting away from it. If the Bible declares anything, it's the truth. You remember that quote that we just read? Brother Branham specifically said, The world has more Bibles than they know what to do with. I mean, I have 5. I use this one the most. But he said that was the written word of God. You can't discard the Bible. A lot of people say all you have to do is listen to Brother Branham. You do. He is the voice to our age. But you better know this too. He said it more than once. Yesterday, today, and forever. There's just no way of getting away from it. if the Bible declares anything, it's truth. Is that right? What happens here? Now the Bible said, for the minister brothers here, the Bible said that God has set in the church 5 different gifts. Is that right? God has. Now, there's 9 gifts in the local church, just one or the other, but 5 ministerial gifts. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. Is that right? 5 spiritual gifts. Now, those gifts are for the perfecting of the church. To keep the church in order, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and prophets, and so forth. No matter how much these men here are gifted to preach, you've got to also believe what they preach, or isn't going to do one good. They could just preach on and on and on, and you'd never get saved. You'd die right in the pew and be lost. That's right. Sitting right there. That's right. You got to believe what they're saying. Well, no matter what God would do here in the way of a prophetic gift, you have to believe it too. When he was in Christ, he is in his church now. When he was in Christ, he was just in one place. That's the reason that Jesus said the work, St. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Is that right? The works that believeth. Because why? The word is in him. See, he that believeth on me, the works that I, more than this. Now, the King James says greater, but it couldn't be no greater. The right translation of it in the original is more. Because he raised from the dead, stopped nature, done everything perfect, so it's just more. Because the Holy Spirit that was in him on the day of Pentecost, the pillar of fire, which was made flesh and dwelt among us, it went back again and divided itself on the day of Pentecost amongst the disciples. Tongues of fire set upon each of them. God separating himself out amongst his people. So together we could be a unit of God. We ought to stand like. That's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dearly beloved, let's see. Now, this is a question in questions and answers concerning tapes. Dearly beloved, let's see. About the scripture of Ephesians 4:11 through 13, do we get all the perfecting of the saints through the tapes, or should we be here where the gifts of the Spirit are operating and the different voices of the church to help perfect us, our hearts have believed all the word of the Lord? Now, this person was asking back nearly in the 65, just before Brother Branham was taken. Everybody was moving to Arizona. Everybody was moving to Jeffersonville because they thought they were going to miss something. Now, this person is from Ogren. Now, my dear, I believe I know who it is. See, oh, yes, I certainly do. Your boy, if you're not, I might have been last Sunday. See, this might have come in from last Sunday, but your son flies a conservation. See, I think he's the one that invited me over to go elk hunting with the other organ, and then I think this is right. Now, I know this person by letter by, so I'm just going to skip down to here, that we get fellowship one with the other and the church, but the perfecting comes between us and God. The blood of Jesus of Christ is what perfects us in the Holy Spirit. So he's talking about the individual walk. Now, in the church says, has the gifts operating And we do not have too many of the gifts operating here, but we have some of them. We have the gifts of tongues. You see, it goes back to the quote Brother Branham spoke before this one. When that which is in part, that's perfect that comes, all that stuff is done away with. Doesn't mean it still don't happen, but it isn't what perfects you by having tongues and interpretation. The only thing you need is the water from the Word, and let it just soak in, and pray that your name is on that book, and when that hits, that life performs that God put in there from the foundation of the world. Amen. I think our brother Higginbottom here, and he's going to talk about Junior Jackson and interprets Brother Neville and they prophesy. Just the other day, he did something. He called up on the phone over the house that he prophesied over a person and told them that a drunk man would be a great change in him right away or something like that. And the man come out of Alcoholism Anonymous, still an alcoholic, and for 68 days hasn't even touched alcohol, no medicine for it or anything. That was Brother Neville prophesying over them. So we have some of the gifts operating among us, and we'll be very glad to fellowship with any of you that is in the way that you're working or wants to come and fellowship with us. Anything we can do, very happy about it. See, but now perfecting belongs to Christ. Now, let's see about one more or two. So he's talking about who come down. That, the life, that's what Christ, the anointing, that's what perfects us. Amen. And each day there's people sitting right here now looking right at me, and this was on the interview this morning with So Forth and Knows, how it just takes the Spirit of God to move out in there and find those cracks and corners in life. This is the Word. We believe that. And that Word, but God sets in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, and all those things are the perfecting. And now the teachers and the pastors and the evangelists, they're the ones who brings the Word. And the prophet are to comb in the little corners for individuals. Now, he's talking about the fivefold prophet, not his ministry. He had a different prophetic ministry. And foretell things that's coming and so forth. The apostles are actually missionaries, I believe. Now, my education is very limited, but I think that's the word apostles means one sent. Is that right? Doesn't missionaries the same thing, one sent? So how you ever desire to be called missionaries instead of apostles, I don't know, but either one of them, that's all right. As long as the Lord sent, that's fine. That's greater than Solomon. So the church, now, in the headstone, some in Luther's time, look what out-of-the-way place it would have been if it come in Wesley's time, it'll come in its own predestinated time. But the church will be the honed in such a condition until the church's ministry will be so close and be just exactly the same kind of ministry that Jesus had to make it all fit together for the rapture. Like the head knows more than the feet. See, the eyes are more use than the feet. The eyes is a prophet of the church. It foresees, see, all these things come in the head part. Now, I want to ask you a question. Excuse me, brethren. This may be off the beaten path, but if I'm wrong, you forgive me. And your brothers out there, I believe that the church will have to come to that spot for the rapture to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. I believe that we're living in that day, that when the church will certainly be in the minority, it'll be a small group. You know, when Jesus preached, there wasn't 1% of 1 millionth of the people on earth ever heard him. Look who what hurt John to make preparation. See, it's the elect that hears it. That's all. That's right. No man can come to me except my Father draws him first, and all the Father has given me will come. That's right. Now I believe that there's a church coming into that perfection, that ministry of perfection, where the offices, where apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists for the perfecting of the church, them pastors and teachers and so forth will be so with the word until the whole thing will work right up to the coming of the Lord. I believe that. I believe we're nearing the time now. I believe it's so. Now, we know that Jesus said and taught us all through the scriptures that the works that he did would be done also. Now, my brethren, I hope it, if they disagree with me, it'll be on a friendly basis. Do you know that the Bible speaks of the appearing of the Lord and also the coming of the Lord? It's two different works. That's what Brother Brian just last service before he left, talking about the works, the two different works. Appearing of the Lord and the coming of the Lord is two different works. Search it and find it that out if that's right. The appearing and the coming is two different things. The appearing of the Lord is now. He's appearing amongst his people. We see him in his same works, the appearing, his Holy Spirit. But his coming will be in a physical being. It'll be to catch the church up. But see, we've been down through the word, justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and now the church is getting in such a condition, ready, waiting. The offices of the church is coming into its place. The teachers are placing the places. The gifts are manifesting themselves. Oh, there's a lot of impersonations. That's right. We expect that, but there's real too. Before there can be a bogus dollar, there has to be a real one out there to be made off of. That's right. We have all those carnal comparisons, but that don't take away from the real. It only makes the real shine. Amen? So the Lord is now appearing amongst his people. Great signs and wonders, raising the dead, healing the sick, doing the very things that he did when he did that hasn't been done for 2,000 years. See, the church is honed up through, brought up till it's right at the time that the headstone is coming to meet the church, and then it'll all go together and be raptured. The ones fell asleep in the first watch, second watch, third watch, on to the seventh watch. The appearing of the Lord last night, I touched on it, how it come. Now remember, not the man. That's an office in the church. Not the marvelous teacher man. It's the marvelous Holy Ghost. Teaching in the man. Now the marvelous man with the gift of discernment and the marvelous Holy Ghost in there using the man. See, always like Peter referred to it on the time on Mount Transfiguration, the holy mountain. It isn't the holy mountain. It's the holy God. On the holy mountain. It's not the holy church. It's the holy God. Not the holy people, but it's the Holy Ghost. See? It's just whoever you're listening to, if they're not pointing you to Christ, then run for your life, brother. Run for your life. And you honestly can't say that here. I mean, we don't have anything to say except for what he said. Amen? So don't be running. Now, when the angel of the Lord come to Abraham, there was there in the time before the destruction. Now, that was God appearing in human flesh. And Jesus said, as it is in the days of Noah, will it be in the so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, he gave the morals of what they were doing in the last days of Noah and the days of Lot. Watch that messenger to Abraham. Watch the messengers to Lot and the nominal church. Just come out, come out. And Abraham pleading for them. Notice the angel. God Elohim appearing in the form of human flesh shows that Elohim in the last days will appear. Not the coming of Christ, but the appearing of Christ. So when that man yielded himself 100%, who you were hearing and seeing was none other than God himself revealing himself to us in this day. Amen. But, and we love our brother Branham, and we love all our brothers, but they're not the ones you should be looking at. What did he do for us? What did he say to us? What did he say for us to do? It's his word. And that's where the word bride, she will have the word, and she will know what to do with it. Now, did I skip some there? Yes, hold on a second. Notice the angel, God Elohim, appearing in a form of human flesh, shows Elohim in the last days will appear, not the coming Christ, but the appearing of Christ in human flesh in his church, making his same signs and the things that he did and hasn't done it in the church for 2,000 years. Now, if Jesus was here tonight, you'd say, Lord Jesus, come down and lay your hands on me and heal me. You know what he'd say, child of mine, don't you believe my word? Do you believe my word? I was wounded for your transgressions. My stripes you were healed. Now his word should be sufficient. But then if you didn't believe my word, I'd probably just let it go. If I didn't believe yours, you'd let me go. But not God. If you don't believe his word, then still, he sent the Holy Spirit with gifts in the church. What's the first apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers, pastors, all for the perfecting of the church, to bring the church to the knowledge of him. A teacher, a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, all these things are to make known. And I believe that's it. Brother, sister, it really just comes down to when you hear stuff abroad, it's your walk individually, your relationship between you and God. There's no man, people, are all worried that some man's going to lead them astray. If you're worried about that, then you don't got the Holy Ghost. Because it's an individual relationship with every single person that makes that word bride. And, if a person was in a church where they weren't hearing exactly what the prophet messenger said, and then you need to listen to tapes only. And the Holy Ghost should pull you out or move you somewhere if you're one of his. Amen? So don't be deceived or worked up about stuff that, the bride knows the word. And that's all that you need to know, is just keep working on that perfection. And you can only get it by reading his word, listening to the vindicated prophet for our hour, we thank the Lord that we're not where we were, and we thank the Lord to where he's brought us from. Continue to remember Brother Brian, he's got a long flight home. He'll be home Tuesday morning, I think, or something-ish, I believe, is what he said. So just remember him in prayer. And just remember, we don't want to be the church. We want to be that word bride. And like Jesus told the disciples or the 70 that he sent out, they come back and they were super excited. Who wouldn't be excited to be able to cast out devils or prophesy or whatever that was? He said, that's all good. But rejoice that your names are on the Lamb's Book of Life. That is the most important part. It doesn't matter the stuff in between. We live in the greatest age that could ever be on earth, and the only thing we got to do is keep ourselves ready, because the appearing has already happened and we're just waiting for his coming. So, you can't push yourself to do something that that germ life that's in you isn't predestinated to do. So the only thing you can do, and like Brother Branham said, is set in the sun. And, you know, when the rain falls, soak it in. And that will produce the life that's required and the faith that's required to get us out of here. Amen. God bless you. Let's just close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord, and a lot chopped up, Father, but we do know that your prophet spoke it plainly to us, Lord, and the vindication that you've given to us in this hour, Father. And Lord, we know that as your children, we are not deceived. Father, we know that if we have need of something, Father, all we have to do is get on our knees, Lord, and to be able to look up what your prophet said has never been so easy, Lord, in the entire world or the time of this world, Father, that we could read your word, Lord, in a Bible form or to be able to hear spoken word for our day, Father. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that whenever we do open your word and or push the play button, Father, to hear your prophet speak, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, Father. And Lord, the things that we have need of and the things that we lack in our life, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to build us up, Father. For we do not want to be left behind, Father. We do everything we strive to do, Father, is for you, Lord, to be able to be awakened, Lord, with our lamps trimmed and clear and full of the Holy Ghost and ready for when you would come for us. Be with Brother Brian as he's overseas, Father. Give him strength, Lord, in the ministering to the ministers. And, Lord, may those that are predestinated of you, Father, catch it, Father, and be able to take it back to their people, just as your prophet has instructed us to do, Father, is true missionary work, Father, is to let the natives bring it to their people. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you're in all these things, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Take the Name of Jesus with You.